hard, learn the offense. As long as I, you know, put effort and study hard and stay positive, everything will work for the best. And plus, it's getting there, slowly but surely. I'm very excited. I mean, it's a great opportunity. It's you know, it's one of my dreams. It's always get a chance to finally get play against the best of the best. You know, of course, the whole family will be watching. So it's just another obstacle that I'm going to have to leap, you know, but it's a great opportunity.
What do you think is your biggest attribute? Is it quickness to the hole? Is it just your overall speed?
Just running, really. But the biggest one is speed. You know, like they say, speed kills. So I'm going to go ahead and use it until I can't use it anymore, you know, but it's the speed.
You look at this like one of your biggest games, probably your career. Man, it's only a preseason game, but. You know.
But every game is a big game for me. It's all a big effect for me. So I mean, I'm gonna go in the game, you know, no holds bar, and just go in it and showing what I can do on the field.
Jason, how much do turning kicks just having that?
I mean, it's like when you're catching the ball, you got to have a no-fear attitude. Just go ahead and catching it, and when you see a hole, just go ahead and go in, not tippy-toeing. You know, anytime that you slow down, it gives the other team a time to, you know, attack you. So try to get there before they get a chance to get a hand on you.
You told me after the game, I was at the bottom of every list. And now you're going to be at the top of the list for this week. Do you look at this as an opportunity to make this team or kind of give everybody a look at yourself?
It's an opportunity to make, you know, every time you put your feet, you know, on the field, is a resume to show all the other teams what you're about, what you can do. So, I mean, I really do want to make this team, so I am going to go 100%. You know, to show what I can do, and you know, just you know, show everybody, you know, that you know that I am one of the top guys that can be a returner.
You stand for practice a lot, catching punts.
Oh yeah.
Tell me about that work ethic and kind of where how that's led you
to where you are right now. To me, you know, it not being drafted, you got to work three times harder. So I put that amongst myself to, you know, work on my mechanics, the things that I'm not good at, you know, push forward to get it better, you know. And my mindset is like if I don't work, someone else probably 10 miles or 100 miles away is working even harder than me. So I just have that mindset of keep on going, can't let no one else get a step ahead of me. I plan on doing that, you know. Everybody keep on, you know, everybody do their job, and, you know, my job is to bring it back.
Jason, the other day, you only had a return against the Colts. That could wind up changing your football life. Have you sat back and thought about that a little bit? I mean, that one play, you know, like that caught their attention. And that one, do you ever think of those kind of thoughts, how big that was?
At first, when it happened, I didn't know what to think. You know, and I sat back and said, yeah, I basically have a chance to make the team. But that's just one little thing I can do. But at the same time, I want to show them that it wasn't a fluke. So I got to keep on working on my mechanics and do it again. Even if I don't score, but I can still show them a case of what I can do with the ball in my hand.
What's your history as a returner?
I did in college. I did kicks and punts, but my senior year, I did mostly kickoff return and everything else, because I was a primary receiver. But they didn't give me a chance to do punts. But in practice, I always did everything, so I can, you know, catch all balls just in case, you know, things come along. Like for now, I'm prepared for it. So I caught everything. Did every special teams. You know, the more you can do, the better you're off.
Did you sign here? Did you look at it as, you know, returning
him? When I signed it, it was like, to me, the best chance of making it was on special teams because they have, you know, four solid guys on offense. So I was like, okay, I got to go ahead and you know, see what I can do on special teams, whatever it is, gunner, kickoff returner, blocking, whatever I have to do to make the team because I don't want to go home. So I you know, push myself to get myself the most opportunity I can.
Had you done a lot of
public
stuff in college?
Yeah, in college. That's how I got my start. I didn't redshirt my freshman year. But I showed what I can do on special teams. A receiver, it was hard for me to do the transition from running back to receiver. So I was struggling, but I did so good on special teams. So that gave me, you know, a way to stay on the team and not get redshirted. So special team was my key for, you know, moving forward. And it still is a key for me.
What does this opportunity mean for you, Jason, to get to handle the returns and
not receiving? It's a great opportunity, you know, just seeing the guys jumping up and down, to saying, okay, we got something here. So I just got to go ahead and use that and harness it and give it fuel and, you know, basically just go out there and have fun with it.
Big opportunity for you is it can be tough to kind of harness yourself and make sure that you don't try to do too much, you know, a ball that you should fair catch, you don't try to return it, that kind of thing.
No, I'm going to look at it as something easy, you know, like, you know, just taking one step at a time. First thing, catch the ball. Then once I catch the ball, everything handles itself. So I'm not going to try to think too much, even though it is a lot of pressure because I have a lot of – this right is rolling a lot on me right now. So I'm not thinking about it too much, just taking it one day at a time. And, you know, just stay positive. And when the time comes for me to catch the ball, that's all I'm going to be thinking about. Catching the ball, then everything else will handle itself. I plan on just doing that. It depends on the coach. You know, wherever they put me, I'm all for it. You know, it's basically for the team. Whatever the team needs me to do, if they want me to go at center, I'll go at center. So whatever team the coaches feel that is right for me, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Jason, was that yesterday after practice that you had the ball kid come out and shoot you balls from the jugs machine? You thought he was done. And
yeah.
Is that the kind of stuff that when you're in the position that you're in, though, you have to do that kind of thing to have give yourself a chance to extra work?
Basically, if no matter how high you are on the depth chart, if you're a starter or a low guy, you should always be very, very hungry because you never know when your day will come. Because I learned when I got here last year in the league what NFL stands for some guys. And to me, when one guy told me what NFL stands for, I said, you're really right. So I took every opportunity to catch every ball, do more work, stay after, study more. Because to me, NFL stands for not for long.
Right.
So I said, okay, not for long. So I better be here as long as I can, catch more balls. And whoever is ahead of me, you know, to try to do the same thing what they're doing and make us a notch ahead of them.
Were you able to, like, the first memory I have of you when you got here is you got behind Woodson on a play, and then you weren't able to hold on to the ball when you got behind him. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Was it kind of hard to get your feet out underneath you and feel comfortable when you're coming into a totally new situation and you're starting late and everything?
Yeah,
like
I was
that?
Nervous. I was nervous coming in just because they already have other guys there, and I had to do a catch up. Coming from not even being here for OTA, just coming for training camp, learning the whole play all over. I was a little afraid of not knowing the plays as fast as I could. But I pushed myself, and everything worked for the best. Because, you know, I thought it would be hard. You know, at first it was negative. I was thinking negative. But once I started studying and pushing myself, it got easier, and I learned the plays. But, you know, the guys really, really helped me. Driver and Jennings and James, they all help me in pulling for me. So if I have a question, I just go ask them. So they make sure that I'm not left behind. I'm right there with them.
When did you start to feel comfortable with the
terminology? About a week ago. It took me about 3 weeks to really, really get used to it. But it wasn't hard, but it was just learning that and learning how to really be a receiver at the same time. Even though I know my way of making the team is special teams, but I have to show another way that I can, you know, contribute to the team and I have more weapons than just being a receiver.
Just staying later or just doing stuff, you know,
Staying later and staying up all night, you know, studying and doing different drills, but everything that I could do to prepare myself.
Mr. Cherry, talk about making the most of your opportunity. You had to beg to get into the game. You returned it for a nice fun return. Now you got a lot riding on Thursday. Your opportunities growing, and I'm sure you're pretty appreciative of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm very, very appreciative of it, you know. This is just another chance, you know, to show what I can do. Like I said, not to show that last week was a fluke, you know, because everything that I do is not a fluke. But at the same time, just going to go ahead and go out there, have fun, and, you know, pursue my dream.
Isn't it funny how this game changes? I mean, you know, not much opportunity early on, and now you got this huge opportunity to maybe stick on the roster.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. Being last and, like, to, like, number one now, you know. But, like, right now, there's a lot of people looking at me to help me and push me forward. But then again, you got to know if I don't do good, there's another dude that's ready to step up to take my spot. So, to me, my mindset is like, I'm up, the way behind me, you ain't going to take the job.
What's your special teams coach? What's kind of the wisdom he's dropping on you?
You know, he's very, very positive. You know, he's helping me at times, you know, telling me what to do and telling me to stay after. I have a great opportunity. I have a gift. So, you know, harness it and give yourself as much chance as you can.
Thank you. One more for Jason.
Jason, talked about learning the offense, and I know there's schemes involved on special teams, but mm-hmm. Is that like on the return and such, is that one spot where you don't have to necessarily have been here, you can just do what you do, and how much does that help?
The special teams, you know, that comes natural, but at receiver, that's the hard transition that they have to do. I came in college as a running back, and I became a receiver at college, so learning how to, you know, reduce my speed and coming in and out of a break, you know, I start thinking more. But at special teams, I can just go ahead and just go and just use my athleticism.